because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Thank you for hanging on, and thank you for Miko Pilet for being on this wonderful station, RBN, Real Truth, Real News, because you can handle the truth. And people listen to this show because they want the truth. They desire the truth. They want education, and you are giving us a very explicit and honest education. And, you know, if you would go back Miko, please, to our last session when you were talking about the conscripts that are being, you know, put in the army, men and women, and they really have no training as far as compassion, other than the fact that the Palestinians are the bad guys and we're the good guys. It's like the old days in America. The Indians were the bad guys and the white guys were the good guys. It's kind of like that, don't you think?
What it is, it's the same kind of racism, the same racism that was used here in America against Native Americans, against African Americans, the same racism that was used, you know, by other, you know, colonial powers around the world, and, you know, is used again in the Israeli textbooks against the to portray the Palestinians as something that is dark, that is dangerous, that is backward, completely disregarding the reality, completely disregarding the education levels of Palestinians, completely disregarding the fact that, you know, how developed they are as a people and as a culture and as a society and so on. So Israelis have no clue when they go into the army, but they know that there's a threat, you know, and they know that this country is our country, as Jews, as Israelis, and that Palestinians are really just a threat. And that's a big part of the problem, and that's how they're able to do this. And so the education system, the Zionist education system that was put together very meticulously as a racist education system, is one of the arms, one of the aspects of the state of Israel that enables this reality to continue. The other arm, of course, is a bureaucracy. There's a massive bureaucracy that deals with the Palestinians in a very racist way. I mean, within Israel, you have about 1.5 million Palestinians who are actually citizens of the State of Israel, but there are close to 30 different laws in the law books that discriminate against them, and then there's an entire culture of discrimination against them. So in terms of finding jobs, in terms of finding housing, you know, a young Palestinian couple can't get a mortgage in Israel, for example. I mean, imagine a young couple getting married, wants to buy a house or build a home, and they can't because they can't get a mortgage, things like that. And then there's an entire set of laws that govern the lives of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. Massive, massive amounts of laws and restrictions and permits that are required. And of course, they can never get these permits, so they have to, you know, everything takes a very long time and everything is very expensive. You know, Palestinians, people talk about the Palestinians within Israel sometimes and saying, well, you know, they have equal rights and so on and so forth. You know, you'd be hard pressed to find a single school or a single house or a road that was built for the Palestinians within Israel, you know, in 65 years, whereas towns and cities for Israeli Jews are being built all the time. So there's an inherent racism, and there's a whole bureaucracy that deals with it and makes it and enables this to go on. And then you've got the security forces and the army, which are brutal and have no problem killing civilians and are hardly ever brought to justice. I mean, from time to time, a soldier may be brought to justice, but by and large, you know, when Palestinians are killed, civilians are killed, you know, the soldiers know that they're free, that no harm will be done to them. they won't be brought to justice. So, and this is how the Zionist state is able to maintain this. And at the same time, they've got a great PR system that works here in America and makes it seem like it's this wonderful democracy that's fighting evil.
We're going to go to a break here. Hold that thought. I appreciate that, Miko, and it's very important that we get back to this subject. Folks, support your sponsors on RBN, and thank you, Devin, for taking such a good job of us. See you in a minute.
10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative. Our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to a long time ago. In 1967, on the 8th day of June, came the attack of the liberty and the needless loss of many of the crew. And the liberty fell like a wounded, dying man. The men in the lies betrayed, and their souls were surely damned. And all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb. They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity.
Welcome back, folks, to Your Voice Counts. And Phil Turney goofed up again. He turned off his microphone. Well, what's new? I goof up several things a week, but I hated to do it then, but it doesn't matter because this beautiful voice of Cat Weber in Minnesota telling the songs and the truth about the USS Liberty. And I was thinking, Miko, at the break when you were telling me that these conscripts, these young people, very rarely get in trouble for hurting or killing or destroying homes or whatever. And, you know, I was thinking back into 1967, when 34 of my shipmates were brutally slaughtered and 174 other wounded, including myself. And they got by with it scot-free. I wonder if that same blood, that same vigor, towards their very best friends in the whole wide world, the United States of America, would make them conscious or unconscious, or they just didn't care about killing Americans on the high seas. And that is a question that all the survivors have slept with and wondered about for the last 45 years. And, sir, I'd like your thoughts on that, if you could please give them.
You know, I mean, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. I mean, what can I say? It's just heartbreaking. There's really no excuses can be made, and nothing anybody says can justify what happened there. And again, nobody talks about it. Nobody knows about it. I dare say that the people who actually fired the rockets and dropped the bombs on the USS Liberty, I don't know, never said a word to anybody because nobody knows about it. And I would dare say that, I mean, I hope they have nightmares. But I've seen Israeli soldiers and Israeli Air Force pilots, drop hundreds of tons of bombs on completely civilian populations, on children. So, I mean, we're talking about a very brutal mentality. So I wouldn't expect anybody to come up and suddenly ask for forgiveness, although it's certainly called for. You know, this is a problem. You know, Israel somehow always manages to portray itself as a democracy. If you ask any Americans, they'll say, "Oh yeah, Israel is a democracy. It's the only democracy in the Middle East." You know, but when you look at the actual state of Israel, when you look at actually the discriminatory laws that exist against the Palestinians, even the Palestinians who are citizens of the state of Israel, never mind the Palestinians who live in the West Bank and Gaza, who have no rights and have no citizenship at all, but even the ones who are citizens and supposedly have some rights have to face over 30 laws that are designed to discriminate against them specifically. So we're talking about an environment that is really not a democratic state. It's not a democratic environment. And I think, you know, just to kind of put a slightly more maybe optimistic and kind of talk about the hope that like I said in the beginning, people find in the book, I think the what we need to strive for, what we need to talk about is a transformation of the Zionist state where only Israeli Jews have rights, really, into a state that includes everyone. Because what people don't know is you've got about 5.5 million Palestinians and about 6 million Israelis living all really governed by the same country but under different sets of laws. Israeli Jews have completely live in a completely democratic society, whereas Palestinians have laws that make their life hell. Well, that needs to be changed. That needs to be changed into a state where everybody has equal rights, where everybody is a citizen with equal rights. So it's not a Jewish state, it's not an Arab state, it's a state of its people. And the citizens all have the right to vote, they all have the right to become, you know, to serve. They all have the right, just like anybody else in any other democratic country, irrespective of their religion, irrespective of their national identity, and so on. And this is really the key. The key is realizing Israel is not a democracy. The Zionist state is not a democracy. It will never compromise. It's on an ongoing, it's an ongoing campaign of ethnic cleansing and discrimination and murder of civilians on an ongoing daily basis. And that needs to change into a state where everybody has the rights and everybody has equal rights and equal responsibilities. And it has to be transformed like South Africa was transformed from an apartheid state where only whites had rights and the blacks didn't, into a democracy where everybody has equal rights. this is exactly, or here in the United States, where African Americans, you know, had no rights, and of course the law had to change, and things changed in America after the Civil Rights Movement. The same kind of transformation has to take place in Israel, except in Israel you have to realize that half the population are not Israeli Jews. And they talk about the need to have a Jewish state. Well, perhaps there is a need or there is a right to have a Jewish state, but you can't have a Jewish state when half the population is not Jewish. Half the population are Palestinian Arabs. You know, and they're just as educated, and they're just as civilized, and they're just as cultured, and they're just as willing to work, and so on and so forth, just as productive as the Israelis are. So that, I think, has to be the emphasis. That, I think, has to be the topic. That has to be the thing we talk about, transforming this notion of a Jewish state, which is very racist, really, into a real democracy. And then, you know, like similar to what they did in South Africa, you have to have some kind of a truth and reconciliation commission where all the people who conducted these crimes, the generals and the officers and the secret police, come up and have their day in court and pay for the crimes that they committed, because they committed crimes, they continue to commit crimes. And the Liberty, of course, is one example, but there are endless examples of crimes against civilians. You know, Israel has thousands and thousands of political prisoners who are Palestinians who sit in Israeli jails in violation of countless of international laws. Nobody says anything about that either.
Well, I think the reason they don't say anything about it is because of the American power in this country, Israeli power in this country, by, of course, AIPAC, ADL, ICE, and on and on and on, that, you know, Israel can do no wrong, and if you do not obey that agenda, you will be voted out of office. You're no longer needed, and it is, we are led by the nose with the brass ring by the state of Israel, and I think that anybody that counters that or doesn't believe that is sadly mistaken, because of what we've done to a people, the Palestinians and others in the region, all for the sake of Israel, is despicable and dishonest and murderous. So I think the government of the United States must change their views towards a democracy in Israel, you know, the only democracy, they say, and bring all sides together if they would. But the ADL and AIPAC and Abe Foxman and those people like that don't want it, including Benjamin Netanyahu, who wants us to get in a war with Iran and Syria, which is serious business. Now, Iran is not a pushover like Iraq or Afghanistan. This is serious stuff, and I don't want to see it happen. And what is the message we give to people by, you know, fighting war after war after war, all for the state of Israel? Miko, please, can you help me with this?
Yeah, I mean, I keep thinking of the 75 million Iranians who have done no harm to nobody, and never hurt a soul. Yet they are constantly waiting to be bombed. You know, there's sanctions imposed upon them for things that they never did, and this is seriously impairing their economy. They're seriously impairing their people on a daily basis, and now they are hearing about an impending attack. Who knows from where? From Israel? From the U.S.? And all this, they've done nothing wrong, and they know very well what took place in Iraq only a few years ago, and the entire country was destroyed again for no reason at all. So I feel for those 75 million Iranians who are sitting there today wondering what in the world is going on, and how are we going to survive this. And you're right, you know, the American policymakers are all held captive by this very strong bully of an Israeli lobby. Now, bullies are bullies because they're allowed to be bullies. You know, somebody enables them. You know, the defense industry here in America makes a lot of money off of these conflicts. You know, stockpiles of weapons have to be used in order that new ones would be sold. So, I mean, there's a quid pro quo here where everybody you know, the United States government and the weapons industry in Israel are all working hand in hand.
Okay, we're going to go to a break in just a second here, Miko, but you can keep on talking until the music comes
on.
Okay,
I'm probably going to have to kind of get going here in about 10 minutes, so is that okay?
Sure.
I didn't realize it was going to be quite this long.
No problem. We'll go to the end of the hour. How's that?
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Your voice counts on RBN. I appreciate you listening. My guest is going to have to take off here in just a few minutes. We got about, I don't know, a five-minute run here. Miko, and if you would like to, you know, give us a little bit of your insight and your intellect into how are we going to save this country, how are we going to save the people of the Middle East from a huge conflict, because I know Russia and China are gearing up and they're not going to let the United States or Israel push them around. So how do we get around this from getting into World War III?
Well, you know, first of all, the elections are coming up, so there's an opportunity right there to make a statement. To begin with, I think every Republican should be run out of office, and I think it has to be made absolutely clear that the American people don't want war, they don't believe in war, and that they will stand up against anybody who tries to initiate another war, particularly having been burned by this whole issue of Iraq, the lies and so on and so forth that brought America into this war in Iraq, into the war in Afghanistan, which are both unnecessary and both unjustifiable. So I think when Americans speak, the government listens. When Americans had enough of Vietnam, they stood up, and it didn't matter to anybody what the president may or may not have promised. America got out of Vietnam, and that was the end of it. And it was the right thing to do. And I think that today Americans have an opportunity to do the same thing in the Middle East. There is no reason for America to be at war with Iran. There is no reason for America to be at odds with the Muslim or the Arab world. And I think Americans have an opportunity to stand up and say this, you know, as the elections are coming up and change the conversation. I mean, you know, people think, politicians think that they have to talk about the war and be tough and threaten in order to gain votes, which is absurd. Americans are much smarter than that. And like I said, when Americans speak, government listens. And so it's time, I think, for Americans to speak on this issue. And I think also that Americans, once Americans learn about what is actually taking place in Israel and Palestine, about the grave injustices, about the brutal killings and the brutal way with which Israel treats the Palestinians, then Americans will stop supporting Israel. I mean, all this money that Israel gets for free, it doesn't need it, number one. Israeli economy is fine. They don't need this money. The money goes only in order to build, to build cities for Israelis only on Palestinian land. It goes to building a stronger and stronger military force, which is not needed, and to really support the injustices of Israel against the Palestinians. And so Americans have, like I said, an opportunity to speak up, and this is what's going to change the conversation, and this is what's going to change the policy. And I think every time there's an election coming up, and this is a big one, this is an important one, we have an opportunity to speak up. And I think on this particular issue of the war on Iran, Americans have to stand up and as one voice, unequivocally and clearly stating that this war is not acceptable. The discussion of war is not acceptable. The sanctions on Iran have to be dropped. And we need a different story here. We need a different conversation about getting along, and we need to stop supporting Israel immediately. Stop sending money to Israel. Start treating Israel just like South Africa was treated, as a rogue state, as somebody who is not welcome until policies change, until there is a real democracy there. And again, Americans are learning. Americans are becoming more interested. Programs like this are becoming more prevalent, and of course are very, very important. Because the mainstream media gives us very, very little of relevant news, and this is how we're going to save this country and save other countries and develop better relations with the rest of the world and understand the world we live in much better.
Well, I'll tell you, you have been a great, great guest. I appreciate it very, very much. You gave us an hour and a half of your time. And, you know, hopefully we can get you back on again. But I got to tell you, sir, I just have so much respect for you and your honesty and your humanity, your love of your country, your love of our country, the love of your children. And, you know, I do want to say one thing. I know you got rocketed in Israel, and then you went out and said, well, it's the size of a soccer ball. And then you said that in the war of 2008 and Hanukkah, the airplane pilots would come back and do it over and over again. But 1,000-pound bombs would destroy the whole everything, all villages, everything.
One-ton bombs.
And that's right. I was flabbergasted, and then you have the courtesy and the smarts, and you were under attack. I knew you were, and you had the courtesy and the smarts and the compassion in your heart to say, is one equal to the other? And so, sir, for your education, educating me, and you did it very well. I'll tell you that. And for your book, The General's Son, get it on Amazon.com. I'd like you to get back on air again sometime, if you would, please. Miko, I wish you every great thing that can happen to a human being in life, for you, your family, your extended family, and let's hope that this world will come to some kind of agreement where we don't have to get in a war, all for the state of Netanyahu at this time that is begging for war. So God bless you, sir. God bless America. Thank you. I'll have you back on air again sometime, hopefully.
Thank you very much. It'll be a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Folks, I guess you heard that. I'm glad you did.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. They're just sending down merciless nail palm. It looked like a devil's Star Wars, and the liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. The men and the lions betrayed, and their souls were surely damned. And all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb again.
They're back in there, my book. Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go with your voice counts. What an interesting hour and a half with a man that grew up in a Zionist household. that grew up between a rock and a hard place. And he became a person of peace. He became a person of truth. And he became a person of love of his fellow man. And I don't think that happened overnight. I think that's born into you. He saw enough, he learned enough, and he couldn't stand it. He couldn't stand it anymore, folks. He couldn't stand being part of something that he didn't believe in. You know, he couldn't stand the Palestinians being screwed over. He certainly couldn't stand Rachel Corrie getting run over by a bulldozer. And he definitely didn't stand the deaths and destruction of little children doing nothing but going to school. And I'll tell you a little bit about that in the video. The attack that he talks about, December 27th in 2008 during Hanukkah at 11:25. That's when the attack started in Gaza. 15,000 people were killed or over. And that's when the kids went from school to home or to school and then back to home. Why they would choose to go and attack at 11:25 with 1,000-pound bombs, as he said, that destroyed not only just a little bit, but blocks. I mean, literally blocks. Can you imagine? And he says that the odor, the buildings being dropped like matches, and the people suffering as they did. I mean, it is just too sad to imagine. Now, are we gonna continue on this road? Are we gonna go down this road with our elected officials, our bought paid for elected officials? You know, I just can't, you know, stand the thought of our taxpayers' money being used to kill anybody. Oh, I'll support it to kill a rapist or a murderer or somebody that beats up an old person. You bet I'll support them. They get what they deserved. But to drop bombs on innocent people that have no way to fight back, you know, Miko mentioned in that video about these rocket bombs. And she says, well, they go all over and they do this and they do that, but you know, there were some children that were hurt, and they were more scared than hurt. But that, you know, that's still a trauma on the children in Israel. You know, even these bottle rockets they send off, it's a trauma. I mean, it's a terrible trauma, and I hate that for them. But I also hate the trauma of being obliterated by jets day after day after day after day by the state of Israel, vis-a-vis paid for by an American Express card without a limit from the United States government. And as I've said before, no one should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded murder on anybody, including innocent civilians, the Palestinians. They should be treated as garbage. They shouldn't have their water supplies cut off. They shouldn't have their homes demolished. They should live equal. But as Miko said, there's two different people. There's the Palestinians that are not worth anything, and the Israeli Jews that are their masters and kings. I feel that the United States Congress is in that same position. The Israeli government are their masters and kings. And we, as a people, must send a message to all America and around the world that we will not stand for this type of behavior. I mean, my God, folks, you remember back in the civil rights, you know, Rosa Parks getting on the bus, she wouldn't get off, and it went on, it took off like fire. And then here we got, you know, Martin Luther King walking down and trying to get people to understand that, hey, we're going to do this, but we're going to try to do it in a civil manner. And a lot of Jewish movements got into that with Martin Luther King. How? I don't know. How could they support a group of blacks that have been oppressed, beaten, downtrodden, and used, and then hook onto their wagon when they're doing the same thing? Well, it's politics, folks. It's all politics. You know, I understand, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I do understand what's going on in this world. And if we don't help each other, I mean, our next door neighbors, you know, everybody's afraid to even open up their door anymore to their next door neighbors. Let alone go overseas. I wouldn't go overseas for anything. For what for? Put an American flag on your back, and you're tainted. And I'll tell you why you're tainted. Because the American government supports and demands support from other countries with sanctions if they don't go along with the Zionist agenda. Well, let's face it, let's call it what it is, world domination. And they use this in the churches of America. They use this deeply in the Deep South. And I was down in the Deep South, and I saw so much and learned so much that you do not say one word about Israel in any church, or they will kick you out on your rear end, because Israel is the end. Well, let's put it this way. In Israel is the top dog on the block, in their view, not only in the Bible, but what they do, because they are God's chosen people. Now, I'm not a scholar on the Bible. I never, you know, said I was. But I do know this, that God loves everybody. God loved the USS Liberty enough to keep it afloat. And he did that for a reason. To tell the truth of what happened to us by the Zionist state of Israel. they will get their way by hook or crook. Now, Miko made a good point, a fairly good point about, you know, our government and to send a message and perhaps change administrations or whatever. I don't think that's ever going to change anything. The only way we can clean house, folks, in America is to clean house in Congress. You know, just a week or two or maybe 3 weeks ago, there were a bunch of congressmen. They called them junior congressmen that were in Israel. I believe it was in the Sea of Galilee or something in that area, having a great time, getting drunk, chasing naked women, getting naked themselves, getting in the water, just having a great old time on the American dime, just having a heck of a time. You know, these people are elected to serve us. They're not elected to go to a foreign government to be videotaped, to be blackmailed, to do the bidding of the state of Israel. And folks, I can tell you, I guarantee you, that is exactly what went on. They've got a lot on these people, what they did. And these congressmen just don't have a clue. Well, you don't act that way. Listen, they're in a position of power. They can make a vote. One vote can bring us into a war. And you want him to make that vote drunk with a bunch of naked women around him or a bunch of naked men, whatever he desires, in Israel, making our foreign policy? Well, I certainly don't. And I hope you don't either. We have an obligation to this country, obligation to the United States of America. We have an obligation to our servicemen and women. They're giving up their lives as we speak, all for the state of Israel. How many men and women have been killed and destroyed by shrapnel, blinded, burned, spoon-fed for the rest of their lives, all for the sake of Israel? How many men aboard the USS Liberty have been shunned by their government when all we want to do is get the truth out, folks? Just the facts, just the truth, just like Joe Friday said, all we want is the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And we've asked to go in front of Congress just to give them the facts. And they say no. No. Because it was a mistaken identity. When the crew says BS, that's a total lie. And this government knows it. It was not a mistaken identity. The government of Israel tried to murder 294 souls aboard the USS Liberty doing their job in international waters, and the government of Israel got by with it. Just as Miko was talking about, these soldiers, they don't care what they do because there's no repercussions. They can do anything they want. Nobody gets prosecuted for it. Well, hey, you know, they still have Nazi hunters out looking for people that were in concentration camps. And they're still looking for them. And if they get them, they'll bring them to trial, as they should be. Well, what's wrong with bringing the people that murdered Americans on the high seas to trial? Is Israel exempt from murder? Is Israel exempt from killing people on the high seas? Is Israel exempt for killing people on a Turkish ship going on a peace mission to deliver goods? The people don't have no goods in Gaza? I mean, come on, folks. You know, this is a very, very troubling time we have. And we have to become united. In my view, the only way we can become united is to tell the truth. And the truth is, no one should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded murder on anybody, including Americans on the high seas, doing what they were told to do in 1967. I know that was 45 years ago. But the Holocaust was about 68 or 69, 70 years ago, and they're still going after that. So why? This is an American Holocaust. This is the American Holocaust.
You
folks,
yourselves patriots and heroes. If you say
listen, I guess that would be the end of my show. Or I don't know what's going on here. It's 8:50. It's a break. We'll take off in just a minute.
Freedom. Watch out for martial law.
When he's out there watching after. If he's a tool of the bankster, he's a veteran gangster. An agent's great inner cool. Watch out for martial law. He's there to prove who owns the muscle and might.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. You want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for everyday. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as chloride filters, water level spigots, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls. And prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me, no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to a long time ago. In 1967, on the 8th day of June. of many of a crew, and the liberty felt like a wounded dying man. The men in the lies betrayed, and their souls were surely damned, and all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb again. They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. Their jets sending down a merciless napalm. It looked like a devil's Star Wars, and the liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. The men and the lies betrayed, and their souls were surely damned, and all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb again.
Here we go, folks, to the show. Thank you, Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful songs again. Thank you very much. And thank Miko Pila, his wonderful, tribute and his recount of what's going on. What's been going on, and you know, we have gone through a little bit of a transition here. I don't know exactly what happened. We got stepped on during the commercial with somebody else's stuff, but that just happens sometimes. So it's no big deal, nothing to worry about. But the thing of it is, go to the end of the show. This is an important one. A very important one, please. And remember that the USS Liberty crew is not good. We're not revenge. We're out for the truth. And the truth will set you free. And I hope that all of you out there listening, read what I saw that day. Order my book. Go to 888-698-8706. That's 888-698-8706. What I saw that day. If you want to learn the real truth of what happened about the board the USS Liberty, that is the book to get. And we're looking forward to next week, as we always do, on Fridays. And be safe out there. Take care of yourselves. America. Thank you, Deb, for your time tonight, and we'll see you next week. Bye.